Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
We'll go to New Mexico now, where testimony began during the first day of the trial against Alec Baldwin. The Hollywood star is charged with involuntary manslaughter over the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the Western film Rust in October of 2021. The actor has pleaded not guilty. We'll hear now from the opening statements made by the prosecution and the defence.
The evidence will show that someone who played make-believe with a real gun and violated the cardinal rules of firearm safety is the defendant, Alexander Baldwin. You will learn that this movie was a Western with a lot of gun action. And while it was a movie set, it was a real-life workplace for many people. But you will hear this workplace was on a tight budget. Like in many workplaces, there are people who act in a reckless manner and place other individuals in danger and act without due regard for the safety of others.
He was an actor acting, playing the role of Harlan Rust. An actor playing a character can act in ways that are lethal, that just aren't lethal on a movie set. These cardinal rules, they're not cardinal rules on a movie set. And I don't have to tell you much more about this because you've all seen gunfights in movies. On this set, there was a real bullet, something that should never be on a movie set, something which has nothing to do with making a movie. And you will hear no evidence, not one word, that Alec Baldwin had anything to do with that real bullet being brought onto that set.
Defence lawyer Alex Spiro and earlier special prosecutor Erlinda Johnson painting two very different pictures to the jurors there. Well, before we came on air, I spoke to entertainment reporter Sean Mandel, and I began by asking him to talk us through the prosecution case.
The prosecution, the number one point that they are going to drive home and have already begun to make to jurors is that it is not possible that the gun which Alec Baldwin was holding on set was not activated by a trigger being pulled. They are saying that it is not possible for the gun to have gone off without the trigger being pulled, which is something that Baldwin and now his defense team are saying never happened, that he did not pull the trigger, and as a result, he cannot be held responsible for the involuntary manslaughter charge that he is facing. The prosecution is also going after at the defense that Mr. Baldwin and his team had put out prior to the trial, saying that the gun itself was in perfect working order. And on top of that, Mr. Baldwin was acting in a way that reckless is a word that, you know, has been bandied about in terms of using a prop gun as a plaything. Now, to that exact point, Mr. Baldwin's team will come in and say, well, he is an actor who is playing, and he had a prop gun, not a real gun, that he was given. He was also told that the gun itself was cold, meaning that not only on the day in question when Helena Hutchins was killed, not only was that gun not loaded with a not a real bullet, but also not a fake bullet. In other words, there shouldn't have been anything in the chamber of that prop gun. Mm-hmm. So two different pictures being painted here, and a lot of different details that will certainly be important to this case as it goes forward.
So his defense as well are saying that Alec Baldwin was an actor in this movie, and that's where his role began and ended in this incident. But surely the prosecution are going to say, well, you're the producer of the film as well, so your responsibilities went far beyond that of being the star.
And that is another huge crucial issue. And I think a crucial reason for why this trial has come to a head as it has, because yes, as a producer, you do hold more legal liability simply for what happens on a set. Mr. Baldwin could have been a producer on this and not been the actor and still faced legal liability for what went on. And that is because while Baldwin is saying that for example, the armorer on the film, a woman by the name of Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who has been found guilty of being criminally negligent in the handling of this prop weapon, that they are, Baldwin and others have said that, you know, she didn't do her job, which even if we say is correct, well, then the prosecution is going to say, yes, but as the producer, you are also that person's boss. Mm-hmm. You are not just a person who is interacting with her as a colleague on a set, that you also have a supervisory role. And so the buck does have to stop somewhere.
So we've heard already from some of the witnesses called by the prosecution, Sean. Who have we heard from?
Well, we've heard from Nicholas LaFleur, who was a deputy at the Santa Fe Sheriff's Department at the time of the shooting. He was the first person to arrive on the scene. We had also heard from a few other members of law enforcement, Timoteo Bernavides, from the Santa Fe Police Department, another detective at the Santa Fe Sheriff's Department, as well as a crime scene technician. Now, she, interestingly, came and testified that she had discovered five suspected live rounds on the set. Now, that goes to this question, again, of what were live rounds of ammunition doing on the set to begin with? Mm-hmm. And that will tie as well into what you accurately pointed out, is that this is a larger situation going on the set than just something that happened on this one day. And then that comes down to Mr. Baldwin's job and his responsibilities as a producer on set and creating an environment that would be safe for anyone on that set.
And the video footage, Sean, that the jurors were shown, which I'm sure was very upsetting, it showed the medics trying to save Helena Hutchins in the aftermath of the shooting. It showed clips of Alec Baldwin on set before and in the aftermath of that event too.
It did. And there was also the 911 call that was played for, and it was played by the defense. And it was made by a woman, the call was made by a woman who was the script supervisor on the film, saying that we had two people shot on this movie with a prop gun. We need help immediately. So this was some very harrowing harrowing evidence that people, the jurors had to absorb on the first day. And clearly, you know, the fact that some of this is being played by the defense does go to show that they are trying, Mr. Baldwin's team is trying to make the point that if you look in the raw moments after the horrific tragedy that happened, the shock and the horror of what had happened was evident in the moment, which goes to show that this was not something that entered into his mind, perhaps, in the realm of even a possibility. Mm-hmm.
And Alec Baldwin is sitting there through it all. It's being live streamed. There's huge interest in it. And who is there with him in the courtroom to support him?
In the courtroom, he obviously, of course, is having, you know, his team there, but he has members of his family as well. You know, he does have a new reality series that is going to, that has just been announced. And certainly this trial is something that he did not want to have go forward. And they had tried, his legal team had tried on a couple of occasions to get the, to prevent the trial from going forward. But unfortunately for him, and I think for, you know, many people, that this is going to be continuing to play out in the public spotlight. But as you said, you know, there are these two different pictures, and the prosecution certainly believes that the only way for there to be justice for Helena Hutchins is for a guilty verdict to be returned. And Baldwin will, of course, be pushing back against that vigorously.
Oh, and we don't have clarity yet around whether he himself will testify in the case, do we?
That's correct. Yeah, we do not. So at the very least, we can say he'll be pushing back, you know, via his team. But whether or not he will take the stand, that is a question that is still outstanding.
All right, we'll leave it there for now, Sean. That case continues, Alec Baldwin's trial, charged with involuntary manslaughter. Sean Mandel, thank you very much for joining us.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.